Hello, friends. It's Tuesday, October 10th. Welcome to CNN 10, the best 10 minutes in news. I'm Coy Wire. Thank you for spending part of your day with us. Today on the show, we're going to take you back to Israel and Gaza, where the world watches as fighting between Israeli defense forces and Hamas militants continues. This level of fighting has not been seen in Israel since the nation's founding in 1948. And on our show yesterday, we laid out how this conflict began and gave you a background on the decades-long dispute around the Gaza Strip. You can view that episode in our archive or on our CNN Teb YouTube channel. Now, the death toll from this weekend's attacks continues to rise with several hundreds killed in Israel. On Monday, the Israel military said that they have now taken complete control of the Israeli communities that had been initially stormed by Hamas gunmen, but Hamas militants claim they still hold over 100 hostages. It's believed that among them are American, Mexican, Brazilian, and Thai citizens. The Israeli military vows to continue a complete siege of Gaza and is hitting back hard at Hamas militants. Israeli defense forces say that they've destroyed hundreds of Hamas targets there. The Palestinian Ministry of Health says that those strikes have killed hundreds of people and say dozens of children are included in that death toll. Meanwhile, Gaza militants continue an air assault on Israel, firing a barrage of rockets at Israeli cities. The Israeli people have long had a system called the Iron Dome for protection. It detects those rocket attacks and attempts to destroy them mid-air. CNN's Nick Robertson is on the ground in Israel with more on how that defense system works and a reminder that this is a fast-evolving situation, and you can stay up to date at CNN.com for the latest.
The only thing that we're aware of that can compromise the Iron Dome is a lack of ammunition. And there's no indication that it has a lack of ammunition at the moment. Generally, the stocks are high. In anticipation of events like this, the United States supplies more ammunition as required for Israel. I think it goes without saying at the moment that those flows of ammunition will be ready, will be coming. That's the commitment we heard from President Biden. The way the system works, it works across the country. The Iron Domes, wherever they are on the ground, like the one we saw firing out there, are interlocked with other Iron Dome firing systems throughout the country. When missiles are fired from Gaza, the system detects where the missiles are precisely coming from and where they're calculated to be going. And the nearest and best available Iron Dome system fires off to intercept those Hamas rockets as they come into Israeli territory. That's what we're witnessing right now. This is the defensive missile system taken off. The sirens were going off around here. And you can see, I can see black smoke rising just to the left of the Iron Dome. That's new black smoke. Black smoke often indicates an impact. We don't know that right now. But we have seen at least several dozen of these interceptor rockets, the Iron Dome, taking off here. The sirens have gone off. I'm looking down the highway. The traffic stopped here. Everyone is getting out of their vehicles to find a safe space to hide. And you're hearing the booms there of the intercepts that are happening.
All right, next up, we move to news about the upcoming annular solar eclipse. It's a major celestial moment set to occur on Saturday, October 14th. And if you're here in the United States, we just may see what is called a ring of fire. The moon is going to pass between the Earth and the sun starting around 9:13 a.m. Pacific time on the West Coast. It'll end in the U.S. in Texas at 12:03 Central time. Yes, astrologers can get that specific. The moon will cover 90% of the sun's surface and create what could become some beautiful steely skies. The best viewing areas are shown on this map with the path with the yellow circles there. If you can't catch that, if it's cloudy or you're busy, mark April 8th on your calendars for what will be the total eclipse of our hearts. That's when we're expected to see the moon completely cover the sun in a total solar eclipse with best viewing in the path with these blue circles here. And if you plan on watching that, the sun will still be super bright enough to burn, so be sure to wear protective glasses. And if you miss that one, you're going to have to find yourself a calendar that goes all the way to the year 2046 to mark it, because that's when we'll next see a total eclipse of the sun in the contiguous U.S.
Watching as the moon blocks out the light from the sun, it can be hard to imagine the amazing cosmic coincidence taking place. The sun's diameter is some 400 times larger than the moon's. but it's just the right distance away to appear the same size. For a couple of minutes, when the sun and moon are perfectly aligned, the moon completely covers the sun's disk. The sun's atmosphere, or corona, can be seen in the dim light along with stars and planets. This so-called totality only exists in a narrow band, where the moon's shadow falls on the Earth. Outside this zone, some observers can see a partial eclipse, where it looks like a chunk has been taken out of the sun. It's not a phenomenon that will last forever. The moon is slowly moving away from the Earth, and one day it will appear too small in the sky to cover the sun completely. If you are lucky enough to see this incredible spectacle, remember, never look directly at the sun, even with everyday sunglasses. You risk causing permanent damage to your eyes.
10-second trivia. Which of these nations would you find on the southern end of the Malay Peninsula? Bangladesh, Singapore, Cambodia, or Vietnam? A city, nation, and a state. Singapore is your correct answer here. Ding, ding, ding. Now, some of you may already be working hard to save up for the day that you can buy your very own car. Well, in Singapore, where we're going to take you next, that's going to cost you 104,000 Singapore dollars or 76,000 US dollars. And guess what? That fee doesn't even include the car. CNN's Christy Lou Stout explains the policy in one of the most expensive cities to live in the world.
Owning a car in the tiny island nation of Singapore could burn a massive hole in your pocket. And that's before you get to the part when you actually buy a car. Let me explain. An immensely space-starved Singapore runs on a quota system. So if you want to buy a car, you must first bid for a certificate of entitlement, basically a license just to own one. Now, this is over and above a driving license, and it costs $106,000. That amount could fetch you not one, not two, but four Toyota Camry hybrids in the U.S., and that makes Singapore the world's most expensive city to buy a car in. But credit where it's due, Singapore has an impressive local transport system catering to its 5.9 million citizens, connecting all parts of the island that can be driven across in less than an hour. Our space is finite, which is why the quota system was brought in more than three decades ago. It limits car ownership to keep traffic in check and reduce emissions. So owning a car in Singapore, one of the world's most expensive cities, is not just a luxury, it's almost out of reach for many. Christy Lou Stout, CNN, Hong Kong.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10 is about a used football jersey. But not just any jersey. It was worn by arguably the greatest of all time, the GOAT, Tom Brady, with a record 7 Super Bowl titles to his name. That's more than any NFL franchise, by the way. Brady wore this jersey in his final game on January 16th earlier this year. That was right before Brady announced his retirement. Sotheby's and Wynn Hotel are auctioning this piece of NFL history, and they're expecting to bring $1.5 to $2.5 million. I wonder if there's any sweat still on that. Could you use like the genetics and clone the greatest of all time and then have another goat? Or would that just be a bad idea? That's all for us today on CNN 10. You all know what time it is. You have the rest of the day to send me your most sagacious, prodigious, unequivocally idiosyncratic words to my social at Koi Wire for us to feature your word Wednesday. So submit your vocab word along with the definition, your city, state, school, and even your teacher's name, if you want, in the comment section of my most recent post. And we're going to choose one good one to work into tomorrow's show. Good luck. Now, we get ready to rumble. Today's shout-out goes to the Waverly Warriors at Waverly High School in Lansing, Michigan. Rise up. I'm Koi. This is CNN 10, and we'll see you tomorrow.